footpaths connecting communities. More than 2.5 kilometres of concrete and gravel footpaths are being rolled out across the Shire as part of the 2017-18 footpath programme. The programme will complete many of the missing links in footpaths across local townships and add to the footpath network in council-managed parks and reserves. A number of footpaths have already been completed, including Carnarvon Street in Lang Lang, providing an east-west link from McDonald's Track to the railway reserve and connecting other existing sections of footpath. An 800-metre footpath on the north side of Railway Avenue, Bunyip, improving the connection between the Bunyip Town Centre, Bunyip Railway Station and local schools. Upgrading the existing gravel path in Macclesfield Road, Avonsley, between Belgrave Gembrook and Fairway Roads to concrete to improve access for all abilities in the township. A path along Beswick Street, 14 Mile Road in Garfield, which has delivered improved pedestrian access to local recreation reserves. Other projects include extension of the Clematis to Emerald shared path along the Puffing Billy Railway Corridor, which has also received a $100,000 TAC grant. A footpath along Rossiter Road, Kooyrup, to complete the missing link from the new estate to the town centre, Cochrane Park, and rail trail. A footpath from the service station in Belgrave Gembrook Road, Gembrook, to Station Street, to complete the pedestrian link from the town centre to Gembrook Recreation Reserve. A joining section of footpath on Bald Hill Road, Pakenham, to link the town centre with the expanding commercial precinct and residential areas along Webster Way. A footpath along Pinnox Road, Emerald, to link residential areas currently without a footpath. This path will also join the extended Clematis to Emerald path. Council is also constructing a 6.5 kilometre multi-use trail between Cockatoo and Gembrook that will connect to the existing trail between Cockatoo and Emerald, forming the Eastern Dandenong Rangers Trail. This project is being funded by Council, $900,000, the Australian Government's Department of Infrastructure, $1 million election commitment, and the Victorian Government's Growing Suburbs Fund, $545,000. Council has worked through a list of over 300 paths from across the municipality to select the projects that are delivered each financial year. Each path is assessed on its strategic value, safety, usage, and community demand.